Blackadder Season 1, Episode 5. Witch Smeller Pursuivant. What about this plague? Rumors say it's worse than ever. Now we found out about the rats, we'll never have plague again. They say that a rat a day keeps the plague away. No more plague in our lifetime. Hope you're right, Edmund. I'm glad I caught you. Dear what? Doing what? I'm afraid Father's feeling a bit under the weather. Oh dear. Any idea what? I'm not sure. I think it's Black Death. But I'm sure he'd appreciate a little visit from you. Well, I'm sure I can pop my head around the door. Sort of nowish. Mother, would you like to? No, dear. He won't let me near him. Oh, say. How is he? Well, he's up. We're faced today the greatest crisis this country has known since the Roman invasion. The vein has stirred and calls for you. Ah. Very well, gentlemen, I must leave you. Prince Edward is in charge, saying, oh, yes. All right, gentlemen, right. Well, as you know, today we face the greatest crisis country has known since the Roman invasion. Rubbish. What about the Viking invasion? Norman, Swiss. One of the greatest crisis for some time. We all know why. Why? Because the king is possessed. What? True. A land is full of omens of Richmond, Cornwall. Man with four heads. Has been seen taking tea on the beach, and two women in Windsor claimed to have been raped by fish. I too have heard such tales. Harrogate is rain flecked. In Edinburgh, the grave did open, the ghosts of our ancestors rose up completely in athletic sports. A friend of mine had his own false pimple inside of his nose. Percy shut up. Witchcraft and a farmer in Rye heard a cow he sat in Joel's chart. Geoffrey Chancellor, a young woman in Shropshire, saw Geoffrey Chancellor in the field, mooing, sacking a young heifer. Gender and Henry, sure he don't believe in this. Next you'll be telling me that washing your hair and bats droppings helps you going bald, but it's true. Couldn't find enough bats, and look what happened. I move that we do the only thing we do, remove this curse from the kingdom. Ah, it sounds like the answer. Same for the witch manor president event. Now wait. Percy. What the devil do you think of doing? I just can't take the pressure off all these permins anymore. Percy? No, only this morning I saw a horse with two heads, two bodies, two horses, standing next to each other? Yes, I suppose there could have been. I bet you think that sticking your finger up a sheep bottom on Good Friday makes you fertile. Rubbish, precisely. It's Easter Monday. Yes, remind me not to shake your hand during the religious festival. I don't believe it. Who is this Mitch Smellipus event? Anyway, I don't know, but Mrs. Scottwood, the old crow with the cat lovely. She lives in the village. So, everyone's dying of the plague, yes, as what the peasants claim. Any excuse to get a day's work off work. Day's work off a day's work. Well, obviously, there are some general cases. Good morning, Prince Edmund. Good morning, peasant. Good morning, Prince Edmund. Morning, peasant. Morning, Prince Edmund. Morning, peasant. Should you disgrace yourself? We want somebody. We don't want somebody to grudge affecting you. Oh, yes, you're right. Morning, stranger. Morning, friend. Morning, stranger. Morning, friend. Who is the dark stranger? Ah, that'd be Prince Edmund. This way, my lord. Yes. Being out, you're dead. You? Where's Mrs. Scott? You just passed her. Oh, what? Oh, my God. What's that? Cat, my lord. Does anyone know what happened? No, I don't. Me neither. I was on the other side of town when we burned her. We burned her? Why? I don't know. Because she's a witch. You burned Mrs. Scott. Witchcraft. Being a witch? Why? I can't say. It's a secret. You know I am a stranger. Oh, yes. That's right. Well, tell me anyway. No, we can't. Here's why. If you've been part of the secret committee to fight the witch benefit, you've already burnt four of your friends. Would you like to tell me? Anyone? Everyone? No, I suppose I wouldn't. So, is this the creature of the prevalent who burnt her? He guessed. He's clever. They don't call him a clever Jake for nothing, you know. Well, they don't call me clever Jake. Oh, I see. So what does this creature of a man look like? No one knows, my lord. No one? He's a master disguise who appears only at night. That's right, isn't it? I believe so. Oh, right. So he wouldn't be round now. Tell me Let me tell you something. If the Swiss men have burnt Mrs. Scott and a pussycat, be quiet. There's something wrong with his nose, I shan't know. They don't call me Clever Pete for nothing. Jake, my lord? What about him, Clever Jake? Where? Are you Clever Jake? Oh, yes. They don't call me Clever Pete at all. They call me Clever Jake. Where were you when I asked this rich fella into town? I'll kick the big nose bully out again. What did you say? They'd think it's worth a serious consideration, exactly. Take Clever Tom's advice and send him back to the madhouse. Came from. Put the knees down, Percy. Come. Mrs. Scott is obviously no state ever today. Her two functions, to protect the good and to crush the evil. What's fascinating? Absolutely fascinating. Oh, actually, you have crushed both eggs, you know. Some that seem good, sometimes proveth to be evil. My lord, the Duke of Edinburgh. Oh, Edmund, come in. The witch mother has arrived. Oh, Big Nose is back. Oh, hello. I'd like to meet you. Well, your greatest admirers. Old Big Nose is back. Yes, old Big Nose is back. He's in a terrible state. I was talking to him just now. He's a great admirer of yours as well. Who's this? Old Big Nose. In fact, I've been hearing about your work in Felton. Imagine that. Every person's been having an affair. The same duck. The Duck of Tantum. Felton. The tragic circumstance. Here you go. You very kindly burnt out Mistress Scott for us. Oh, yes, and a pussycat. But you found the chief witch yet? I fear I may be very close. Ah, get the kindling ready. Make sure the steak is well done, witch miller. If you happen to come across someone a bit witchy, how do you prove him guilty? A trial ordeal. A trial ordeal by water, by axe. Oh, expected witch has his head placed on a block and an axe aimed at it. If guilty, the axe will bounce off his neck, so you burn him. Not guilty, a slice of his head off. What a fair trial that is. Would you like to attempt the less violent test by yourself? By a demonstration? Well, much less one I placed before the spectre dagger, a crucifix is dressing. The spectre is blindfolded. He picks up the dagger, he's a state and big fellow. Yes, at least take yourself out of the running. Haven't seen any real broomstick ready recently, Your Highness. I'm not so sure about this. Oh, you'll at all notice how it will suddenly become much darker. Choose, but there we are. How the devil did that happen? It's a source of evil in your kingdom. This is your witch, Lucifer's brother. Hell of a burn the witch. I'm not sure I caught the first part. I'll try him. Is that what you recommend? Henry? He said, can't let him do this. He's totally highly thought of. He's a quack. What did you say? Quack, quack, quack. You see, my lord, how the Duke of Tolton lives within him. He's afraid. Let him be tried tomorrow. But this Lord of Leeds of England has summoned the judge the most heinous of all crimes, witchcraft. All he is the crimes. He is as accused as his prince. Therefore, would Edmund, Duke of Edinburgh, look at his hair through it. Who would defend the accused and thus condemn him to certain burning at the stake? Or Percy would defend his Royal Highness? Oh, yes, me, yes. Hello, witch, what? His hair proves it. Will you force us to listen to a man and maybe a witch himself? Is he right? The clues of defence counsel. Yes. Thank you, Lord Percy. Begin, Lord Edmund. You are a Christian, yes, of course. Can you say Lord's Prayer backwards? Prayer? I can say it backwards for confession, Edmund. I believe you have a pussycat, yes. Oh, its name is Bubbles, right? Or give it its full name, Perez of Bubbles. You know you have seen on the feast of St. Jacob a turban speaking into little Bubbles? Of course I know it. But your chambermaid heard you say, hello, Bubbles, would you like some milk? Well, I might have said that. Aha! What do you mean by it? I meant, would the cat like some milk? Milk? I meant milk, bloody milk, bloody milk. I meant some milk and blood. No, just milk. The blood was to come later. There wasn't any blood, so you had to make it do with milk. My lord, you have a horse called Black Satan. Yes, you confess on authority for non-citide. You said the horse, as I quote, Satan, would you like some carrots? Might have done. He likes carrots. Carrots, yes, carrots. Edmund, we know that the carrots are the devil's favourite food. Oh, no, we don't. devil likes carrots. Why is it mentioned in the Bible? What does it say? You took the Lord up the top of the high mountain and offered him a carrot. Why is it that thou shalt not eat carrots? Ten Commandments. It is, in the same respects of Avaria. The Lord said to the children, never shalt thou eat the fruit of the tree. They're known as a carrot tree. Carrots don't grow on trees. Oh, really? How did you get to know such thing? So much about carrots, which? Oh, my Lord, I shall call my foot witness. And tell them, just relax, you're among friends, good. Now tell me if you're in your own words. Did you, Saturn, certain nights like dusk every, told you better accept an innocent, frenzied, naked of both seen, satanic rites, elegies with your master, known to you as the great Gumbleduke? What son is Gumbleduke? Saturn, you now to replying. He's not replying. Or he's still in his horses, something to hide. Neither that, or he cannot talk. I like this story. Bad Saturn is known, heresy of evil, Black Saturn, Lucarus, and you are servant Satan. What is the year of a name? Is a name, my Lord. I don't believe a word of it. Now, you may think that you could fool us, but you can have ways of making him talk. Well, I suppose this is what comes of being a witch. I'm not a witch, Edmund. You always want a bit of a fibber. Mama, I beg of you, use whatever power you have to help me. I haven't had any power for years. I know, but Father's sick. You must do something otherwise what? Well, otherwise I'd be burnt. Oh yes, that would be a pity. Oh, thanks, I see if I can sort something out. If I can sort out something. My Lord, I have an idea to get out of this. Yes, same for the bright grace solicitors. Lois and Lan and David Saviour. Brilliant, contact them at once, are we done? My Lord, I'm Percy, thank you. I know, the letters, yes. Are we read then? Very well. This is from Robert Wirt in Somerset. My ultimate ask is against the reason of God. I bid on your master. Look forward to passing water over your graves as you lay dead. What does the other one say? It's from John Watts, Thinker Watts. Dear Percy, I remember you yourself, Prince at school. So it's interesting, my lady, yes. May you both die horribly. Yours, John Watts. Oh no, doom. Died a minute. Won't. My Lord. Plan, I cannot fail. What is it? Well, my wife would like you to come to dinner tonight. No thanks. Why not? Well, the food tastes like manure. Well, you're both very boring. Oh, fair enough. How about next Tuesday? Thursday then. Oh, yeah, that's lovely, yeah. About 8:30? Yeah, be there. Brilliant. Well done, Bobbick. Very cunning. You may capture the eagle, but you cannot clip its wings. Hey, hell. How's the eagle yours? These are all fine. Mind you, I had a bit of trouble to start with. I now clipped his wings, it's no problem. Tomorrow I shall not be so meek. My Lord, and happy the horse, vegetated the confessor, has been made a witness today. Yes, cannot be with us. Oh dear, however, before he died, you bastard, he said he signed, he didn't make his sign professionally, I read it. I, let's have a confessor, I am my former master, Edmund, servant of Satan, oh. I spoke to him for this matter frequently, oh, of a gallon of stable boy's blood. Dear Lord, this tragic, horrid, nasty, most evil case, draw to an end. I called my last witness, oh yes, what is it? A cow? Talking of badger? Evilly, easy bird, mate? I call Janet for a kettle. Hooray, can you see a man there? Which, that's him. Of course I recognise him. She's seen me on a coin. Have you not committed sins or flesh of him? Have you must be joking? To my deepest shame, oh mine, I look at her. Can you describe us found these? Are we just kissed once, transformed into a wild animal? Perhaps I do remember you. Anything else? Yes, my Lord. 3 months later, I was great with child, for goodness sake. Bore him a son, I did, my little Johnny. Can you see this son of Satan? Anyone in this court? Yes, it's him I gave you. Give you John Gobbledook. Hair gives him away. He does look the slightest bit like me. My Lord, you have 3 proofs of magic witchcraft. A cat that drinks blood, a tongue that talks and wan, propagates poodles. These men must burn. Burn, burn, silence for the Prince of Wales. Verdict is accused are found guilty of witchcraft, penalty, maximum penalty law now that he'd be burnt to death. Having viewed previous good conduct, found, disposed to be lenient, therefore, then she'd be burned alive. Do you really, have you anything to say? Yes, I'd like to say something. Shut up. Are you covered up? Yes, now, brilliant, Baldrick. How you did that? I never know in here, you Turkish pigs, Percy. Sorry. Look, you two, wouldn't perhaps consider for a hefty reward, perhaps letting us escape by dressing up as Russian women, coming out in the three large laundry baskets? No, obviously not. Here comes the wife. Hello, Edmund. Hello, dear. You look funny. Yes, I had all my hair cut off. Yes, that's it. Look, there's no news of a reprieve, is there? No. Everyone's looking forward to it. Hello, boys. Morning, Highness. I have to go to my room, but in fact, yes. I think I might be better view from the window. Oh, great. Well, I'd be better be going. Oh, yes, and your mummy asked me to give you this. Great. What is it? A knife? A file? Small bucket of water? Oh, silly, it's a dolly. Oh, so it is. So it is. Great, great. So, just what we need. Goodbye, Edmund. Goodbye, dear mother. Yes. Oh, dear, dear, Bart, dear. It must be the one of the most difficult parts of the job, yes. And for a witch as well. Of course, my lord. A cunning plan. Oh, cough off, Erdrick. I might be able to stall him. Governor Dick, your time has come. Doc, your time has come. Do you wish to confess? No. Very well, sorry. Sorry, yes. Yes, I do, in fact, confess. Should like to confess in front of God and a rather small crowd. I've occasionally done things wrong. Be more specific. Oh, well, erred and strayed up a rope, took lots of ox. Sheep are sheep, I've covered in my father's adultery. Get on with it. I have not honoured my neighbour's arse. I'll light the fires, I'm a witch. Me too, burn, 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 oh damn it. I'm not being comfortable. Ow, how fast this horse travels. Yes, it's a touch warm, isn't it? I feel as though I'm on fire, I know. I'm rather regretting my choice of undergrowth as well. Burning and burning and burning well. But I bet you're glad it's got a cloak in winter. Good Lord, ah. Well done, Baldrick. Yes, that was a close shave. Thank you, Baldrick. Morning, my love. Oh, morning, dear. Morning, princess. Good morning. What's going on out there? Hey, Uncle Harry's going to burn Edmund alive, darling. Touch, touch. It all started out now. Oh, good. A sound of hoofbeats across the glade. Good folk, look up your son and daughter. Beware the deadly flashing blade, lest you want to end up shorter. Blackadder, Blackadder, he rides a black pitch-black steed. Blackadder, Blackadder, he's very bad indeed. Black is of gloves, his finest mole. Black is coppice, made of metal. His horse is blacker than a mole. His pot is blacker than his kettle. Blackadder, Blackadder, with many a cunning plan. Blackadder, Blackadder, you horrid little man. He said he shouldn't have burnt that cat.